Well, now, one time I was knocking around in front of John Gentile's pawn shop on Church Street, and this scabrous derelict comes crawling out of the alley, dragging a cracked Gibson guitar. He was the sorriest-looking creature I've ever laid eyes on. He looked like a spider in drag on the way to a penicillin transfusion. I said, "Who are you?" He said, "Baby, I'm the boogeyman." I said, "Ciao, baby." He said, "Huh." And then he choked down on those old rusty black diamond drugstore strings of his, and a sound something like this came out. I said, "What do you call that now?" He said, "Baby, I call that trotting the string." And all of a sudden, I realized what the difference was between his boogie and my boogie. There weren't nothing in the world but just trotting them strings. Well, the little girl led us way to the world, made the alligators look tame. Pork salad, Annie, gator's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the chain gang. About supper time, she would come on down by the truck ranch, and she would pick her mess of poke salad, and she would carry it home in the tote sack. Poke salad, Annie, gator's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the chain gang. Drop the string now. You better stop triggering that wine, sonny boy. You better stop triggering that wine, sonny boy. You know everybody's going out. Yes, everybody's moving and joy. You better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. Yes, yes, yes. You better stop doing those up, sonny boy. You better stop doing those up, sonny boy. Woo, you know everybody's going out. Yes, everybody's moving and jumping. You better stop doing those up, sonny boy. Stop doing those up now. Gifts to the rest of the world: the sousaphone, the banjo, and the blues. Sonny Joe White and Lightnin' Hopkins, the men who wrote those two songs, are purveyors of the blues, a form uniquely American, uniquely beautiful. Purveyors of American blues was a young man who died at the age of 29, a genius, and died riding in the back of a car going to a show date in Ohio. A boy from Alabama who won the hearts of millions. One of the greatest white soul singers who ever lived. William, the American Blue.
Well, I'm glad that Bessie Jones and the Sea Island Singers are following Gamble. Bessie is a magnificent woman who has spent her life on St. Simon's Island and traveling these United States, sharing her rich heritage of folkways, folk songs, games, stories with the whole world, really. Let's greet Bessie Jones and the Sea Island Singers.
Thanks the Lord for everything we have heard and everybody we see, and people look so good. I tell you, I just look around here while I go, so let's look at the people. And let's look at the people. It's so nice. We're going to try to sing a song or two for you. I wish you saw some time that I had a chance to go through some of them old slave stories and things that I liked when I was little. Then I see how y'all enjoy them. Y'all enjoy them good. But we don't have time today, but I'm coming again, I hope. I'm 75. I think that's about going and start living. Look right to me, I am. I haven't been sick since 1924. And I had headaches since then. So I think I must be going on the living. I think I was healed on the cross. Healed by the stripes and the side. And the wound in the side. We want to thank God for it. So glad I'm here.
Thank you.
You want to thank God. I got strength and went on with it, though. Oh, yeah. We are very glad to sing a few songs. I've been playing. I've been playing with children up in Washington, D.C. I had a whole month up there by myself, and they gave it to me. It was outside with the whole thing out there. I played with children. And so I was outside playing with all manners of children, hundreds and hundreds at the time. And I haven't been very long come back home. And I still got that smoke, that trying to outdo them airplanes going overhead, trying to sing over them as they passing by. We had a time in Washington, but I really glad about it. I stayed a whole month by my own self. You know, I'm getting, the younger I get, the harder they work to me. See, it seems to me like that seems like it does. And I'm on the way now to Texas to wake up right out there. And they say that's outdoors too. All right, from there I'm going into the Lord's willing to California. Fresno, I'll be there from about 3 months. I'm not telling you the truth, they're trying to get me rid of me. I'm just about 75 years old now, and so they ain't got much more to get, you know? But I'm glad about this. I'm glad what I got. And so, but I want to talk to them good while I'm here, because Lord knows I'm trying to make it. Every song I sing and what I do, I mean it, because ain't nobody, haven't found nobody yet, can get me nowhere else after I leave here. It's my home. I want to go there to stay because there's a borrowed land here. And I'm just borrowing around here. Now, I'm satisfied about it, though. I ain't trying to rush out at all. I sure ain't. And my grandfather, he was here he was 105 going into 106. And I believe he could have stayed a while longer, he would have. I was there with him. So I ain't trying to rush out. That's the only place I know anything about. Yes, sir. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Oh, David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Now, David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, David was a shepherd boy, killed Goliath in the shops of joy. Now David, play on your harp. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, David, pray on your heart. Yes, I told you once and I told you twice. Sinners in hell for shooting dice. Now, David, pray on your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, David, pray on your heart.
Hallelujah.
Little David, pray on your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, David, pray on your heart.
Hallelujah.
Little David's harp had 100 strings. Take one string and the whole hidden ring. Now, David,
pray on your harp.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, David, pray on your harp.
Hallelujah.
Little David, pray on your harp.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Little David, pray on your harp.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I told you once, I'm gonna tell you again. You can't get to heaven in your sin. Now, David, pray on your harp.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, David, pray on your harp. Hallelujah.
You. Anything you want. Thank you.
I never introduce you to the crowd, but they're my children. That's a good way to get rid of it. They're all of mine. So, that's a good way to get rid of this. It's Georgia Seattle singer. Glory. This is one of the quietest, nicest, what they call this, a festival, most I ever have been. I ain't seen nobody even fall over a chair. It's really good. I'm talking about it's good. I love it like this. I love when you come to sing and come to it. You can join this little song with us. We're going to try to sing. And I think everybody in the world, as long as they got a voice that can sing, need this a little bit. And it's so easy to go over. It's just something that's followed, going over. All right.
I'm gonna lay down my burden. I'm by
the riverside.
I'm by the riverside. I wanna lay down my burden.
I'm by the riverside.
To steady walk no more. I ain't gonna steady walk no more. Lord, I ain't gonna steady walk no more.
No,
I ain't gonna steady walk.
I ain't gonna steady walk no more.
I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside. I'm gonna put on my long white robe
down by the riverside to steady walk no more. I ain't gonna study one no more.
I'm gonna put on my golden slipper down by the riverside,
Lord.
I'm gonna put on my golden slipper
down by the riverside to study that one no more. I ain't gonna study one no more, Lord.
Hallelujah,
ain't that wonderful? Ain't gonna do it. Also, think about that. So you don't study war no more, you must be studying peace. So in that, if we don't study war no more, we will have peace. So much war and rumors of war, all kinds of war. War without a shotgun. War without a pistol. War without a knife. We got a war in the mouth. We got a war in the walk. So that man walked like he's so mean. That's war. People, that's terrible, ain't it? So anyhow, we don't study about it. Let's give it up. And we'll have more peace. We'll love one another. We will know who made us. And we just keep the thing upright. I tell you, that man coming back for one and all. And I love that part. I sure do. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. I really love it. I just love it that way. Hallelujah. I'm glad about it. All right, Doug, you want to, what is it, Amazing Grace? Did you want to?
Oh, Amazing Grace, how sweet it sounds.
Lord, what blind, but now I see
what
grace that taught my heart,
yes, Lord,
to you're talking about amazing grace.
And grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch
like me, a wretch like me.
You know
I was lost, Lord, but now I was blind, but now, Lord, I see.
You know what grace that taught my heart to sing.
Yes,
and grace, my best
release.
You know how precious is that grace of sin.
Lord, they
are our first release.
Yes,
I'm talking about me. That grace, Lord, I see the sound that saved a wretch like me.
A wretch like me.
You know I was the Lord,
yes, but now,
Lord, I'm found.
I was blind, but now,
Lord, I see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. How sweet it is. Sit down. Come here. Oh,
Bessie
yeah.
Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers from St. Simon's Island. Bessie had just returned from the Smithsonian Folklife Festival on the Mall in Washington, D.C. We'll pause now for station identification, then return for more of this 24th Annual Florida Folk Festival, recorded last Labor Day weekend at the Stephen Foster Center in White Springs. The director of the Stephen Foster Center is Al Head. He's been there only a short time, but his energy and enthusiasm have given the center a new vitality and a strong direction for the future.
The center has established as an objective, as a goal, to establish a significant folk arts, crafts, and performing arts center in the state of Florida. We want to be responsive to the needs and desires of the state of Florida. And a tremendous void really exists in the state for a significant information clearinghouse program regarding the folk arts and the folk resources that exist in this state. And we're directing our program to the citizens of the state of Florida, and we hope that the Stephen Foster Center is and will become more so a cultural resource here in the state. I was saying before, in the area of the folk arts, we're involved in field research, documentation, cataloging, and an information clearinghouse program where we can make the folk resources accessible and retrievable and usable for the people of the state of Florida. So it will be a valuable cultural legacy when, you know, some of these people are dead and gone. You know, somebody can say, gosh, who was old Frog Smith? And you can go out and pull out a tape and hear who Frog was and hear what he had to say and hear about his tales that go back hundreds and hundreds of years.
Al Head, the director of the Stephen Foster Center in White Springs. Now back on stage, one of the most pleasant surprises in this year's festival, a versatile and highly talented young fiddler, singer, jews harpist, banjoist, and player of the hammered dulcimer.
Let's welcome a newcomer to our stage, John McCutcheon of Dungannon, Virginia. Actions speak louder than words. Let's clap him onto the stage. The Hammered Dulcimer.
Thank you. It's good to be here, an awful long way from home, though. So I'm going to play some old fiddle tunes in the Hammered Dulcimer. And it speaks a lot better for itself than I do, so I'll just play it. Hold it over there when I talk.